Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
That is it. We have reached the series finale of Jane the Virgin. Oh my God, guys, it's over. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back. We are here, the last after show of Jane the Virgin.
Oh, no, don't say those words, guys.
I can't. We've reapplied makeup like 10 times already.
I gave up. Well, I was like, forget it. It's not happening.
Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. I'm here. My name is Rivette Soro. Thank you so much for tuning in. To my left is the number one Jane the Virgin fan, Delia Gomez.
Yes!
And to her left, she has finally found her happy ending, yes! Simone Thomas.
Hi, guys.
Raphael and Jane are married, guys.
My
yes. Yes.
Yes. You're even dressed like for a wedding. You're just like,
I am. Is this symbolic? Am I going to Jane?
It is. It is. We have so much to get into. It is, I don't know. It was unexpected for me, this finale. We have a ride or die. We're going to tell you our ride or die for the whole series. Our number one character. That's coming up later. We have to talk about the wedding, the move to New York. So much to get into. But first, please, Delia, tell us your overall thoughts of this episode.
Series finale. My heart is just bursting. I just want to tell the show how much I love the show, how much it meant to me. Everything that they recapped in the beginning had me in tears, just because this was probably the only show I've ever seen myself in. So it means a lot to me. So yeah, I'm already crying.
It's okay. It's okay. We're here together. Yeah. We're crying together.
I'm gonna cry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I love you.
I love you.
Simone, what were your thoughts?
So immediately when you started introducing us, I got emotional. I'm like, this is our last time ever doing this. Like, the show is over. And then hearing you speak and, like, the personal connection that you felt. And then even watching the recap or, like, the episode prior to the final episode when they were just, like, reflecting on everything and just hearing about the impact that this show had for the Latin American community and bringing important topics to light and just like the core focus being about three female women and not showing Latinas in a really hyper-sexualized way, but they're like a family who love each other and they're closely knit and like that's at the heart of the story. So it was just a good-hearted story, and to see that go away was just really hard.
It's heartbreaking.
It is, and I'm honestly speechless, and I'm so honored to have watched it with you both. I mean, we started this together, we're ending it together. It's like very sentimental, and I'm holding back the tears right now because it's just too much for me. But it was amazing, honestly. Yeah. This whole journey has been so amazing, and you know, I'm not Latina, but I am an immigrant, so I could relate to a lot of the things that they were going through in the show.
And that's the beauty of the show. It's that it's not just a Latino story. It resonates whether you're white, black, you know, Asian, whatever your story is. That it's just happens
universal.
To be. Yeah, it's a universal story.
Thank you for joining us in the live chat. Billie Jean girl, she's saying, we're all crying. It's okay. Honestly, we feel your energy. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's get into it. There's so much to cover. Yeah. And I know it's a lot because we're all so emotional. Happy tears, guys.
Happy tears.
So the move to New York. Zoe and Ro, they're finally moving. And then Ro changes her mind a little bit. Zoe. I know. See, my mind is all jumbled. She changes her mind a little bit. But then they eventually decide, or Alba actually helps her decide, it is the right thing to do. Are we surprised they're moving? Did we actually think they were going to go through with it?
I thought she was going to stay in Miami just because she loves her family so much. And, I mean, couples do things like that where they are separate and then they travel and have a long-distance relationship. It's not uncommon.
And kudos to Rogelio for just being down for that.
Yeah. That's the least he can do. He's asking her to move.
But still,
him.
Like...
That is true. You're right. Mm-hmm. But, no, I thought she was going to stay. And I wanted her to stay just because Jane is about to embark on this new milestone and you want her to be there. But also, at the same time... it's probably the best time for her to leave because Jane is fine. Like, Jane was always fine, but now she has her own family of her own.
Yeah.
And she won't be alone. And she'll still have Abuela, too.
I'm, like, terrified to talk because all I have is, like, snot coming down. Like, I kind of knew that they were going to leave. And the reason why I knew it was because I knew that Abuela had to give Xiomara that talk of, like, I made it to this country. And so I knew that at some point they were going to bring that part up. And mm-hmm. so, like, I just brought me back to, like, my parents when I moved here from South Carolina. They had, you know, I've always been with them. So, like, me moving by myself, I was just, like, I was terrified and scared. And we were close-knit family and never were apart. My parents sat me down. They were like, you can't let that fear of the unknown keep you because that's what brought us here. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I kind of knew that was coming. That's why I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. I don't mm-hmm. want to hear those words, but it's a beautiful message that they keep on sending. Everyone has to spread their wings and do what they love.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree. I mean, it was a lot to take in, but I'm happy that they eventually did move. I mean, I come from a family of immigrants as well. Thank you so much for the teachers. We really appreciate that. I come from a family of immigrants, and same thing with my parents. We moved here. I was born in Iraq. And I moved here when I was a baby. Yeah. I don't remember anything from the Middle East, but I was born there. And it's just that same thing, the fear. My parents would always tell me, we were terrified. They came to a whole new country. The culture shock was insane.
Imagine no language, like not like mm-hmm. it's like they kind of guide you in the sense of, like, we had it harder in the sense of, like, if we did it without knowing the culture, the language, we were completely blindsided. Now you, at least being, like, growing up here and having a little bit more of the footing, you're gonna do great. Like, exactly. It's like they kind of give you that confidence and, like,
yeah. And I love that Alba sort of gave Xiomara that confidence. She's like, if I could do it moving across country, you can move to New York. It's no big deal. And she's just the backbone of this whole series. Yeah. She really is. I mean, she raised her daughter, her granddaughter, and her daughter. Xiomara was not an easy daughter.
No, not at all. She was not traditional
the way that Alba wanted her to be. So I love that she really is the backbone of the story, I believe.
Yeah.
And I like that they emphasize, because this episode was really about growth and showing the result of that growth and proving that you only really grow when you make yourself uncomfortable, when you are fearless and you don't let fear paralyze you, which is so, so difficult because it feels so much better to just stick to what you're used to. And I mean, I wanted Zoe to align with the fear and stay in Miami, but through talking to Abuela and just learning that you're never going to be your best version of yourself if you let that cripple you. So I like that they highlighted that, because I think that's something that no matter where you come from, what background you have, that's a universal emotion to experience.
And she would also be missing out on Rogelio's success. Like, this is such a big moment for him. And so imagine staying, like, in Miami, and all of this is happening for him. I mean, like, I'm long distance with my boyfriend, and a lot of things when they happen to me, and it's really tough to be, like, via Skype, hey, you know, I booked the job, and it's very different than if he was here, you know, it's a different energy. You're still excited about them, but there's something about coming home and getting that hug.
Yeah, that is true.
And he's going to be an American star, not just, you know, a telenovela star in Latin America. It'll be global, like, nationwide, so that's a huge milestone for him as an actor. So that you want your wife to be by your side.
And I mean, they are both making a sacrifice and leaving their family, but she does get to continue to do her nursing school. So I don't really feel like she's giving up her career for a man. Like, it's not that situation at all. So I'm very happy that they're moving to New York and very supportive.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy that you are all tuning in, and Simone is as well. She's going to tell us how happy.
Guys, thank you so much for coming every single week, especially you, Billie Jean Girl. You are loyal.
You're
the true definition fan coming here to watch us every single week. We're so sad that this is the last episode, but we're grateful to you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. So thank you for listening to us on iTunes. And if you are, give us a 5-star rating and a thumbs up and comment. And then if you're watching us on YouTube, please like, subscribe, and comment as well. All your support means the most to us. We appreciate it. We love you guys. And we just hope that you enjoy talking to us and watching us every single week. Thank you. Yes.
And it really does. It really means the world to us that you're here. I know we always shout out you guys, but it means the world. You know, mm-hmm. we're here, we're doing what we love, and we're talking about something that we love. And the passion that you guys show,
yeah.
and it just...
It warms our hearts.
It really does.
It, like, I wish there was a glowing part here, yeah. like a glowing heart.
Like the show. And Billie Jean Girl, again, I can't thank you enough. She actually said, my parents came to the U.S. in their 20s, which is why I love Alba. She kind of reminds me of my mom, who isn't here anymore. My mom died 3 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Honestly, mm-hmm. it means the world to us, and our heart goes out to you and your family. And if you ever need to reach out to any of us, we're available.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
And I do want to say, like, I think it's interesting that... I like that this story is about immigrant stories, and they're normalizing it and proving that that is what America is.
It
like
is.
My parents are Jamaican, like they immigrated here as teenagers, and to like show that there we have a lot more in common than you think we have, or differences versus like even though we might be from different countries, like the heart of the struggle or the plight really connects us more than separates us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're all different ethnicities and we all look differently, mm-hmm. but at the core, like we all have. The same story.
Yeah.
The three of us.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, I couldn't be more blessed than to this for this to be my first panel ever at AfterBuzz TV. And I'm just honored, you guys. Just to be here with all of you. It's like the best.
I can't. My emotions are all over the place. We love this show. I love you guys. We love you. Thank you for joining. I can't say it enough, honestly.
Yeah.
You don't understand how much it means to us that you are here and you are active in the live chat and you talk to us, and there's just so many emotions right now. Okay, so Jane and Raphael finally got married.
Yes.
We made it. We made it.
With a little bit of obstacles.
A lot of obstacles. It took us 5 seasons to get here, but you know what? This hard work pays off, and it feels better just because they went through it, like they fought through it, and they lived happily ever after.
Ugh. Raphael, he's wonderful. I'm just happy for that. I was just like, I can't do this.
I'm just happy that what I wanted actually came true. Didn't think they weren't going to end up together. I'm like, it's too good to be true. Michael's going to come back. And that was not the case. Michael found his boo and his happy ending. So, and they have their own little family. Raphael.
Yeah.
Mateo and the twins and Petra. They're all like a little extended family. But I'm just happy my man... things worked out for him.
I loved how he couldn't even get the words out. That's kind of that every so girl's precious. Dream. Yeah. Like he starts crying at the altar. Like, yeah, like.
By the way, I think I love when guys are emotionally intelligent. And I think when a guy cries, that is actually very sexy to me.
So sexy.
Yeah.
And it proves that you're, like, comfortable with your masculinity and strong enough and comfortable enough to be vulnerable. And you don't see that as a sign of weakness.
Exactly.
So when he was crying, I just... connected with that so much, and it made me love him even more than I already do right now.
Yeah, 100%.
Me too. And the fact that the lengths he went to just to get on the wedding day, just to make sure Jane's newest edit gets to her publisher. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's not love,
then what is?
I don't know.
I don't know what love is.
Show me. I don't know. I mean, are we surprised? I mean, I'm not surprised.
No.
I'm not surprised.
Mm-mm. Not at all. I mean, I think the thing about Raphael is, like, his arc is, it's really transformative because he started out as this
playboy.
Self-centered playboy who really just didn't care about, like, just integrity and what it truly meant to love someone. And then you see him, this completely different man. He's selfless. He's a family man. He's going out and making sure his future wife can get the happy ending that she wants in her book. You see the growth, and you see that the growth that can happen when you are in the right relationship with the person who's most compatible with you. And I think that's what Jane did for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She put him through the ringer for sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I feel like that's why he's grown, is because he's hit some lows and they've hit them together. And I think mm-hmm. that's the beauty of this show. It's like they never really give up on a character. Mm-hmm. They always kind of find a way to make you root for them. And I yeah. think even in the intro, they were saying how they had kind of written him off as an underdog.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that until, like, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess he was, because Michael yeah. was always, you he know, we, the one that everyone was supposed to be rooting for.
Except and so, for me.
Except for you. Yeah. I wasn't sure which side I was going to go. So I'm very happy.
You were stuck in the middle.
I was stuck in the middle. I was Switzerland.
I liked both of them, too. I mean, even, you think about it, Petra, we love her now. Mm, at yep. one point, I wanted Hated her gone. Her. Gone off the show. Even, I mean, for real, even Rogelio,
yeah,
like season two, yeah. like when did he come on? He was like the worst,
yeah,
and
yeah.
now, like, they just all warm our hearts.
They have a way of doing that.
They're so they good. The writers are amazing mm-hmm. on their show,
and it shows that, like, these people are human.
Yeah.
Yes, they mess up. Yes, sometimes they can be the villain, just like anybody else.
Even Jane got on our nerves sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. I didn't want to say a lot. But
yeah, a lot.
Robert did it.
I said it. But you were thinking it.
Was.
Even Jane, okay, she got on my nerves a little bit. I thought she was going to go write her vows, but she was writing her book. It made me a little bit nervous.
A little.
It did. I was like, why is she not focusing on her vows?
Yeah.
Did it make you guys sort of...
Well, because I was, okay, with this show, they're always going to throw something at us. So I was like, yeah. here's a fight. Here's going to be, yes. like, something that turns into something bigger. And I was like, anticipating everything to go wrong. But it wasn't that, so.
When she was actually writing the ending for the story and not the vows, I was like, oh, no, she's going to prove his point that he's always second best. And I'm mm-hmm. like, don't do this, Jane, don't do this, yeah. Jane. But clearly that wasn't the case. But going back to Raphael being the underdog, I like that he was the underdog just because aesthetically he's this really good-looking dude. He's rich. He has it all.
That's true.
And so it's the antithesis of that external personification of who he is to prove that, like, yeah, on the outside he may have it all, but he still has to fight so much harder than maybe the goofier guy who we wouldn't pick just if we saw him walking down the street.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Caitlin Grace, thank you for joining us, but she says, I was really hoping Michael and Charlie would be at the wedding.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping to see Michael in the finale somehow, just because of, like, you guys brought him back.
He was there from the beginning.
Yeah, like, so it's kind of, like, he's a missing piece yes, of the story. Yeah. I agree. Like, every core character was there except for him.
Yeah, and he felt really important. And I've kind of felt like this season, they didn't quite do him justice, I'll be honest. Yeah. I feel a little cheated. But yeah. we're not going to get into that because we're happy. But still, like, it's...
And I think it could have worked having him at the wedding because him and Jane reached a truce. He decided, you know what, you can include our love story and that's that. And no hard feelings. So I think it would have been fitting for them to be at the wedding to support her.
Also, though, isn't it bad luck to have your ex at your wedding?
It is.
Is it?
I don't know that. Some exes are friends, even, you know.
Yes. Comment down below, because I think I've heard that.
Is that a Middle Eastern thing?
Would you have your ex at your wedding?
Yes, that's a good question.
If you ended on good terms, you guys are friends, everything is mutual, your current man knows, like, everything
But they
is
have
fine.
Petra.
Oh, there you go. Oh. But that's different, because Petra is, like, a baby
mama. I was like, wait,
But Petra is his baby mama.
So yeah, I guess. But it's still an ex.
Would you guys have your ex if you had an ex?
Absolutely
or exes,
not.
Even if you were on good terms with them?
I'm not on good terms with any of them.
Yeah, I mean, neither. I'm not.
What if hypothetically, like...
In theory, it sounds nice.
Okay.
But I don't think it's... I don't know. I feel like when you look at that person, there's, like, that memory, that history. It's hard to erase.
Yeah, it's like, oh, look at me being so happy without you.
Yeah.
Look at that. Unless you're, like, a Petra situation.
Yeah, that's very unique.
I don't know.
It is unique.
I don't think I'm... Luckily, I don't have to think about that. None of my exes keep up with me, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
Speaking of exes, JR is back. And we called it.
Yes, we did.
We all called it.
Yes, we did.
We said they're going to end up together. Mm-hmm. And they did.
Oh, beautiful.
She looks so good in her pink pantsuit. Petra in that, oh, that beautiful form-fitting dress. Like, the
shape.
What
was this thing she had? Like, the scarf thing? Oh, I didn't know what it was.
It was beautiful.
It might be pretty in pink. The end of the dress, like the prom dress. Yeah. And just like, oh, it's kind of cut from the same
fabulous per usual
fabric.
Though.
Yeah. I loved it.
I'm so happy she's back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's just like, she, like, Raphael called her. Because Raphael, I mean, he's caught up in his wedding and his vows and everything, and he still finds time to look at Petra and sort of realize what she needs. And I love that it came at a time when Petra was so excited about Jane and so there for Jane, and she's being the best man for Raphael at their wedding, and her whole, like, heart opened up when she saw JR. It was so nice. And she wasn't expecting it, and I love that that's how it happened.
Yeah, I love how she was ready to just marry the Marbella. Like, she was just like, she's already, like, hitched, but, like, yeah, there was something about where she's like, she's here, and I thought it was Jane. Our Jane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wait, it's JR. Yeah. Oh, I just, okay. It was beautiful.
Okay.
It was beautiful. The best surprise. And they just have really good chemistry.
They do. Yeah.
Those two characters, it's like palpable. And I love
you. Believe it.
Yeah, you really
you do.
Mm-hmm. And I do think it was important for them to separate for a while because Petra was so dependent on her. Mm. And you can never be dependent on somebody else for your own happiness. So she really had to go through her journey and sort of be okay with being alone and finally come to the realization that I'm okay. Yeah. I don't need anybody. Mm-hmm. But, like, having them is really nice.
Yeah.
Now it's better because she's a lot more whole and secure within herself. And having JR is just a compliment. And she's good by herself, but she's even better with JR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love that they said that, you know, life is short, so you might as well just be with who you want to be and not let the little things... Because, I mean, like, the reason why they broke up was kind of dumb-ish.
Yeah.
You know, like, there was resentment there, but they had gotten over it, and then it was just like, you're always trying to fix things for me, and I'm like, well,
That's not a terrible reason.
It's not to break awful. Up.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't cheat or anything like that. But, yeah, so I was like, yeah, I'm glad that she came back and came to her senses about it.
I agree.
And Petra's mother is in Siberia.
And they have a triplet.
They were right. So Dodo and Leon, thank you for tuning in, of course, says Magda made triplet. Yeah. And because she had mentioned that before, we thought it was a lie.
Yeah.
There is a triplet.
Wow.
Was it a man?
I don't know. It felt like it was.
I think it was a guy.
But it looked like a girl with a mustache.
I don't know. It was a really quick shot.
It was. You know what? I just hope her and the triplet can sort of live life in Siberia.
She really is a cockroach. I swear, that woman, like,
she will not die.
She needs, like, a Raid commercial or something.
That's
like,
that's the type of ride or die you need. She ain't gonna die. She's gonna bounce back every single time.
Exactly.
Billie Jean Girl says, I really thought Petra was gonna propose to JR right then and there.
But the proposal between
Darcy and Esteban.
I didn't expect that. I also was like, can you let them have their moment?
Yeah. You better not propose to anybody at my wedding.
It's kind of like, you're banned
from our lives.
It's my day.
I get one day.
So we're all agree that that's kind of a bad taste.
That's a no-no.
Yeah. Unless, like, you check with the bride, right? Unless
no.
Well, I mean, like, if you were going to do it, ask the freaking bride. Because springing it on...
True. Mm-hmm. And then the bride's going to say no, because you don't have that right.
Yeah.
You can use tomorrow to propose.
If my sister were to get proposed to at my wedding, I wouldn't care, because I love my sister. Mm-hmm. Anybody else, I would be like, I don't...
You're a good sister. I love my sisters, but no.
I have no sisters, so no.
No. One of my sisters is getting married anyway, so I have one left.
But you better not.
No.
You better not, is what she's saying. Don't even think about it.
Not
I like how you were like, but no.
Okay, what if one of your brothers
proposed? I don't know. Do I like his girlfriend?
Oh, true, yeah.
Like, how long have they been together? Is she nice to me? It really just depends.
Right.
It really depends. My brothers are young. They're messing around. I don't know. Yeah. But when the day comes, we'll see. Talk to me.
Yeah.
But I also loved the little pep talk that Rogelio gave to Raphael on the bus. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Yeah, it's sweet.
And, okay, Rogelio has always had this bromance with Michael.
Yes.
And that relationship is incomparable, but it was nice to see him have a moment with Raphael.
I think it was nice just because I always felt like Raphael wasn't good enough compared to how Michael was for Rogelio. Mm. And when he said he could call him dad, I thought Raphael was going to be super excited. And I'm like, dude, come on, you've been trying, or at least, like, you want to get on the Michael status, just say dad. Like, what's so hard about that? But then I thought about it, and I'm like, if you are going to say that and use that sentiment, you want it to be genuine and real, and not just to appease someone.
And he also just found out his parents were dead.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't really have time to cope, so it's... I think he just needed, like, a beat to be like, I had parents, and I have been loved. Because I feel like that's one of the things with Raphael is that, you know, his father was always really hard on him. His mother abandoned him, or fake mother. Mm-hmm. And then, like, so he just kind of felt like he wasn't worthy of a parental love. And I think even just now knowing his parents were dead and him having, like, well, they probably did love me, and, like, having a beat. So, Dad, I'm not ready to just... take on that name right now. Let me just let me just sit with my life and, like, what it was.
Yeah.
Now I can call you dad because now I'm really happy. But I think he just needed a beat. Mm-hmm. Everything was just coming
out. Let it simmer.
Yeah.
You can't just, like, say it on
the
spot.
Can you imagine?
Okay, dad.
Yeah, like, you just found out. It's like, oh.
I don't know. I can't imagine calling anybody else mom or dad.
Same.
I just find it weird.
I could love you. You could be, like, the best mother or father-in-law ever. But... it would just feel a little disingenuous.
I felt that was weird because in Latin culture, we don't
do that.
Do that? Oh. No. Like, papá, no. No. But, like, that's why I was like, I think that's why they did it, just because he doesn't have parents and he didn't have. I feel like the writers can reach out to us and
let us know.
But I felt like that was more.
Yeah, I'm glad that they did that for Raphael, because I feel like they sort of brushed over, like, his parents are dead, and, like, he didn't really cope with it, I think.
Mm-hmm. He kind of just brushed over it.
Yeah. There are a lot of things that were just, like, rushed, which makes sense, because, like, the finale had to be the wedding, true telenovela style, but...
I'm glad that they kept it in true telenovela style, because you did mention usually they end in weddings and happy endings, so thank God, because... there were so many happy tears tonight. If there were, like, sad tears, too, I just can't.
We thought Alba was going to die.
I know.
We thought Saul was going to die.
I don't know what was up with that scene when she went into the family room and she just started... there was a big recap of all these things. Yeah, the light. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, is she going to drop dead? Because now she's just so happy. Her family members are fine. She can leave them in peace. And I'm like...
oh, my goodness.
No, don't do this
to us.
Because
it made a big deal.
Yes.
About the light.
That montage was way too much.
They tricked us. Like, the way they set that up, it seemed like something was going to happen.
Well, okay, so I thought a little bit differently. I thought when she left the room and she was going to the dark, it was either going to be something awful, like Sinestro, a minion or something, was going to kill her. And then when she started remembering other things, I realized it was a goodbye to the space, to the set. I just remember. It's like sometimes they do that when they're just, like, thanking, like, the area that they were in. And it was just, like, a moment to be, like, thank you to the space and the time that they had there.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I got it.
That makes sense.
I wasn't worried after that. I was just like, okay.
In the scene before that, before she went to the family room, I love that Jane slept with her grandma and her mom to bring it back to the core focus of these three women. And even though she could have slept with Raphael and commemorated their last night as a single people, she stuck to her roots and like her close connection to, like, the biggest figures in her life.
Yeah.
I agree. Because when they asked each other, are we going to sleep together the night before our wedding, when they said yes, I was kind of like, ugh, I didn't want them to.
Yeah, isn't that, like, bad
traditionally,
luck?
Yeah, you're supposed to stay apart.
Because you can't see the bride before the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't want to wake up with my fiance on the morning of our wedding.
Yeah. I want to miss you.
Like, wake up with, like, the eye gunk and be like, can you marry me?
Like, I want to, like, sleep with, like, my mom.
Yeah,
and, like, my friends.
That's
and, like,
sweet.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm glad she did that, too. Mm-hmm. Which brings us to our next big revelation, which we also predicted. Delia, I think you were the first one to say Mateo is the narrator, people.
I was going to say Megan was the one. I got to give a shout out to Megan because my friend Megan, she was the one. Yeah. I think it's Mateo. And I love that she, like, he was so bad at reading out of the little book. He was, like, yelling. I mean, I got a future in voiceover and I was like, oh. That's when you grabbed my hand.
Yes.
And I was like,
and he did.
I love it. I know. It's perfect. So perfect.
Yeah. He's telling his parents' love story.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Guys, it's a lot. It seems like our live chat, honestly, has, like, the same sentiments that I do. Obsessed Fangirl 1D13 says, I wanted something sad to happen. Caitlin Grace says, I thought something was going to happen to Rogelio.
Yeah, because he kept... I get it, because he kept on, like, doing all these things, especially when she said, I'm going to go to New York... I'm not going to go to New York. And you just see, like, his face drop. And, like, I was like, okay, is something going to happen to him now? Or, like, is something going to happen to him when he's in New York? And we're not going to know. I don't know. But
We thought someone was going to die.
Yeah.
I guess the person who died was Sinrosto. But, like, that's anticlimactic. Like, she needed to die.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually, like, in telenovela style, like, the wedding is a couple... like days, like they just keep replaying, like da 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 da, like it's just like you just keep on like leading up to it. So, it has to end with the wedding. But I agree. I totally thought someone was gonna die.
Yeah,
I mean, I appreciate it. I mean, I'm a sucker for happy endings. I don't like to deal with the sadness of people dying in stories. So I was fine with it. But just in the drama and the, like the nature of the show, I thought somebody was gonna.
We were all prepared for the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They trained us, and they're like, "Sorry, mine."
We still cried though.
Yeah, a lot. I have videos.
Billie Jean Girl, yes, your prediction was right. She says technically Mateo read Jane's book to us, so my prediction from last week was kind of right, and it was.
It was. Yeah. It was.
It was, and you predicted the whole series, and that's it, guys.
We should just invite you to come sit with us.
Yeah, I would love if there's ever a spinoff.
Yes.
Please.
Oh, yeah, it didn't go.
I know, but maybe we can get another spinoff.
But maybe it's picked up somewhere else. Yeah. Pick it up.
Definitely.
You never know.
Well, guys, we do have our special segment today. It's called Ride or Die, if you are new here. Ride or Die is where we pick our one character of this episode that we think is our ride or die, our go-to character. We love them. We love what they did or what they said. But today's ride or die is going to be for the whole series. So who is your number one ride or die character for the whole show? It's a lot, so you can take a second to think about it if you need to.
And she's like, I don't.
I think Simone's ready. Yeah.
She's like, oh, excuse me. I don't need a second. I got it right here.
I don't need a second.
She's ready.
She's like, I was born ready.
I was born to vouch for my man, Raphael. I've been riding with him since the beginning. Yes.
Oh. Hey. I want you to show me.
Hey, yes. That's how I feel about you, Raphael. True definition of a man who did not let his ego get in the way of his heart. He could have completely axed Jane out of his life after she went on that trip with Michael and had to explore her feelings, but he didn't let pride, which is very hard, get in the way of being connected to his true feelings, and that was to end up with Jane. And he proved himself time and time again why he is a stand-up guy. He's worthy of forgiving. He's worthy of giving a second chance. And he's a great father to Mateo, to the two kids, and he loves Jane, and he's willing to let her shine. I mean, I feel like a lot of guys might have had a hard time knowing that she's going to be the breadwinner, or she's getting more money, she's getting more attention, but he's always been excited for her, even down to the very last day of the wedding, and going to make sure she got her perfect ending. Like, he is just the perfect ending to her perfect ending, and I just I love him so much, and I will always ride for Raphael. I'm happy he, I don't want to say he won, but
it's not The Bachelorette.
I'm happy you won.
You got the final rose.
You got the final rose. Yes, he's my ride or die.
Well, the men are amazing on this show, I gotta say. All of them are. For me, it has to be Petra. Mm. That girl is my homie. Mm. She's just strong, independent. She shows her vulnerabilities, and she's not afraid to ask for what she wants. It's not afraid to show her true colors. Like, there's something about her that's just her fingerprints on everything. And so I'm drawn to characters that just have, like, this force around them. And honestly, all of her scenes were the funniest and, like, really, really good. Like, she's mm-hmm. just such an amazing character. And I have had the pleasure of knowing her and falling in love with this character. Yes. So, aww. Petra. Forever, girl.
She really is so versatile. She's like, so great. She can do everything. She can make us laugh, make us angry, make us sad, make us cry, make us happy. I love Petra, too.
So good. Actress.
Yeah.
Great.
And it looks like Caitlin Grace agrees. She says, my ride or die is Petra. Obsessed fangirl says Petra for me. Mm. Billie Jean girl says, my ride or die is Alba for everything she did for both Jane and Zoe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very true.
The OG.
Dodon Leon says, Rogelio.
Oh, yeah.
And I agree. I am so obsessed with Rogelio. I just think he wants it all, and he's going to have it all. He's going to have his career. He's going to have his family. And he might mess up here and there. He yes. might. He has his narcissistic tendencies, but at the end of the day, he comes through for his family. He missed Jane growing up, but he's really proven that he is going to be that father that she's always sort of wanted and has missed in her life. And I respect him so much for that. And meanwhile, he is not giving up his career. He is being there for his wife. I mean, when Zoe didn't want to go to New York, it crushed him, but he was supportive. He said, yeah. Is that what you want? I just love him.
He's the best.
I do.
He's the best.
He is.
God. Right now, the men on this show, they're
amazing.
All
great. Yeah.
Oh, I love them all.
I love this show.
Yeah. I just realized the only person we didn't see was Jorge this episode.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the back pictures. In the wedding.
Oh,
I saw him sitting.
Oh.
Yeah, the pictures too.
God, he's great too.
Okay. You're right. Never mind.
Never mind. That's our ride or dice. Thank you for telling us your ride or dice. Caitlin Grace says she loves Rogelio too. I'm so glad
he's
you agree.
So funny. Mm-hmm. He's so funny.
Charismatic.
I love it.
Him. So I think we have some news perhaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, primarily everyone today who's on the show was tweeting and Instagramming all about the finale. They even had a viewing party today, all of them together. But yeah, Jane posted this picture of her in the wedding dress with her Jane the Virgin hoodie and said, 5 years of love, laughter, growth, aww, pain, surprises, deaths, new births, and shit ton of memories. And she just gives thanks for this show basically making her career. Like, she started this show mm-hmm. at 30 and now she's 35 and she's just, you know, her career took off. And this show really did make her a star and showed off her talents. And I just been like watching all of their stories on Instagram. Just like, I can't. I mean, we're heartbroken. Imagine like your family that mm-hmm. you've known for like 5 years, you go to set and you see each other every day. And it's just the final goodbye. Mm-hmm. Oh,
hard.
It is hard. I'm so happy for them. And I feel they've all grown professionally mm-hmm. and I'm sure, you know, emotionally too, like yeah. working together. It can't be easy, mm-mm. you know, working with the same people day in and day out for 5 years straight, but they've really become a family.
And they yeah. like each other. It's visible.
Exactly. And even from the stars that we've interviewed on this show, it's such a genuine love for the show and for each other and for their co-hosts and for their writers and their producers and everyone. And it's nice to see that we're part of that in some small
yeah.
way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, like, the caliber of talent and just the overall warmth that all of these actors, even the ones that we've had the pleasure of having in our studios, I mean, if I could, like, put into words, like, it's, you can just tell it's a beautiful set with beautiful people. It's just everyone who's come through these doors from that show has just amazed us mm-hmm. with their intelligence and their ability to open up and talk to us, and just everything's been so wonderful.
Yeah.
And they're a family on screen, but I like that extends actually off screen. Yeah. It's not just like for the camera. It really does.
Like, here it's all just for the camera.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. and that's it. Because, like, as fans, you want to think that's what's on TV is like in real life, and that's not normally the case.
Yeah.
But that
yeah.
is the case with them. They get along. There is chemistry on and off the screen, and clearly mm-hmm. we can see that they're hopefully, like, will still continue yeah. to, like, be a family.
I want us to stop it. We want to pan all together.
No, really, though. And it's, I mean, even them, like, they walk into a room and they just sort of, like, brighten your day. I'm yeah. like, oh my goodness, they're so nice. Like,
yeah.
And it's just nice to see. I would say let's get into some predictions, but the show is over, guys.
I know.
My only prediction would be hopefully that spinoff can get picked up somewhere else. But yeah. TBD.
I know.
It's our closest connection to it continuing.
I like when, I believe it was Jane, she said that the wedding isn't the ending. It's like they keep on living. Because it's hard to think like the characters are done. So in my mind, they're all doing amazing things. And
we can write our own telenovela.
Yeah, we can write our own telenovela about what happened to them. And their stories.
That's a lot. I mean, we've all, everyone in the chat is just as emotional as us. Caitlin Grace, I'm going to miss Jane the Virgin so much. Billie Jean Girl, I was 22 when this show started, and I'm going to turn 27 next month. Dodon Leon, thank you, Jane the Virgin, for those 5 years. Caitlin Grace, I watched every episode of every season in like 3 weeks. I can't believe it's over. Mm. It's just so emotional. And we're so happy that you feel the same emotional connection that we feel.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I started watching this show when I was in college, and now 5 years later, I'm like 2 years out of college, and I'm saying goodbye to it, but I'm so happy that I was able to say goodbye to it in a setting with two intelligent women who love it just as much as I do. And we're friends after this experience. We're not just co-hosts. We actually like each other.
Also, shout out to Nima.
Shout out to Nima as well.
Yeah.
So
we miss you, girl.
We're our own little family.
Yeah. I truly am honored to be here with you guys, and Nima as well. She couldn't be here tonight, but she loves you guys. She loves the show, and we love hosting with her. But we've truly become sort of like a sisterhood, and I'm happy that the show has brought us together, and that our friendship, I know, will continue off the show and after the show.
You guys, I can't.
And I'm just very thankful, and I'm thankful for AfterBuzz TV for giving us this platform, and for you guys who keep us on air and keep watching.
I love that this show just resonates with so many people in different ways. And like you said, like I made friends just by being like, what shows do you watch? Oh, Jane the Virgin. I'd be like, oh my God. So like, who's your favorite? Like, who are we talking about? So I made like a ton of friends just by the show, like, airing, honestly. Just people who I didn't think I would like, you know, the same stuff I did.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I gotta say, I agree. This panel has been one of the highlights of my week. And so not having it is going to be very difficult. And I just want to thank you guys so much for checking in with us every week. Because we love doing this and love this show.
Oh, man. It's hard to say goodbye.
It's hard to say goodbye. Goodbye.
It's okay. It's a good goodbye. You know?
Yeah.
We got our happy ending.
Yeah.
We saw the characters succeed. Mm-hmm. And we can walk away knowing that the story ended well.
It did. And I know the actors are going to go on to do great things. Yeah. Gina Rodriguez already is, as I'm sure the rest of them are. So please, keep checking in with us. Keep checking in with the actors. I know we will be. Again, I can't thank you enough, honestly. You guys, our viewers, and Ryan, our producer, who you don't see, but he is
he makes it all happen.
He's the best.
He makes this whole thing happen.
Oh, nice guys.
And we want to thank you, and I guess that's it. You can keep up with me at Rivette Sorrell on all social media platforms. Please reach out to me. I'm always down to talk. And we'll see you on other panels.
And I'm Delia Gomez at It's Delia Gomez on Instagram and Twitter. Sorry, I don't know what I'm saying. Just love you guys.
We're all a little emotional right now. And I'm Simone Thomas. You can find me at Simone A. Thomas on all social platforms as well. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.